The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk. It's Wednesday morning.
Oh, of course it is.
And you know what that means.
Talk and also AAW.
And also, in case you didn't hear it on The Beatles Show, February 25th was George Harrison's birthday, and since we open up with Devil's Radio by George Harrison, happy belated birthday to George Harrison.
Happy belated birthday,
George. We did a whole show on George Harrison yesterday on The Beatles Forever.
Yes. A lot of his songs, a little bit from the concert from George, songs mixed in there.
A little bit of that.
A little bit of everything.
The good part about this show is we can pick any topic.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yep. Yes.
We've done countless numbers of things, including aromatherapy.
Yes.
Well, this show and possibly next week's show, my wife, Darlene, has a lovely hobby that she's more than willing to tell us about.
Yeah.
So tell us about your hobby.
Kind of been my hobby, I believe.
Oh, goodness. Since 2020? No, since like 2002? Yeah, all the way back.
Wow.
2002, at least.
Well, actually, it has been my hobby since 2002, but I really didn't get the whole entire obstacle of being able to maneuver the
manipulate
the exact way of the pattern. I think grandma was looking down on me just says, "Hey, you know what? You're going to finally learn this stitch, and I'm going to show you how."
So tell us tell us what you do.
Well, I go ahead and make some really beautiful patterns. The way you make it is with a plastic canvas. It is for those on the radio, it is done with morelets of a, have you ever seen a fly swatter?
For those on PCTV, we do have visual aids.
For those on PCTV, I have visual aid. For those on the radio,
we have to explain it to you.
Exactly. This is what it looks like. It's on the TV. For those who are, it is a almost like a fishnet. And if you have ever, like I said, if you've ever seen fly swatter, it's exactly what's made out of a plastic fly swatter.
Little
411 for you. Those little things that, you know, you go around swatting those nasty little buggers. Or if you had some
bad mommy
who spanked you with a fly swatter.
What do you do with the plastic canvas? Take us through.
All right. You can go ahead and use the
tapestry needle.
This is the idea. yarn. You always make a little knot at the end of it so it doesn't slip out. And it has the sewing needle.
Tapestry needle.
It, you make sure that it does. It is a tapestry needle. Otherwise, you poke yourself terribly. Tapestry needle has a very soft line over it so you don't poke yourself. Otherwise, you can be like me and go ahead and forget the tapestry needle and find yourself poking yourself and leaving some of your DNA on your artwork. It's never a good thing.
Yeah, you kind of did that one.
You know, with the stuff that she does do, and she's given away a lot of this stuff that she's done to various people, like I think Carol's got some stuff that she's made for Christmas and that.
Yeah, the Christmas ornament.
And everybody says, maybe you should sell it. Well, here we go. We're doing her hobby on PCTV and on the... what is this? The radio? WTBR-FM. I forgot where we were.
Really?
Wow.
Brain fart today?
So, yeah.
Terribly.
So maybe she'll get some feedback on how some of this stuff looks. If you have any feedback about what you see or would like her to make something, we can do that off air at wwepeter@gmail.com. Just email me. We'll get it to Darlene, and we can do something for you off air, hopefully.
As I was trying to say,
go ahead and fees.
It goes through. You pull it through.
Getting.
Goes ahead and it locks down easy. You end up going ahead and following the pattern that is cut out, and you go ahead and you make it. It is really, really cool.
Where do you get your patterns from?
Particular of books.
She came prepared. She's got a whole bag full of stuff over here.
different ones on here.
Can you buy the books online and stuff
you
like
can
that?
Pretty much go ahead and go to several of the craft stores and different outlets and things. I don't know if I'm able to go ahead and distribute any of the names of any of them, but I can.
You can put names out. You just say, you know, in general, here is.
Okay, in general.
You can get them online. You can get them at.
Pretty much online. You can pretty much Amazon, Walmart.
There you go.
Michael's. Joann's, if you could still find a store that is actually active. That's pretty much where you can. And they ones that you can find. Here's the one that I was getting ready to go ahead and do. Here, I'll pop it a little closer so everybody can see. And it is a basket that has beautiful flowers of purple and lavender and yellow and blue. And basically for like a Mother's Day little gathering thing.
Mother's Day one?
And you forgot to mention there's a website.
Oh, it's like a Mother's Day little tulip one.
Freepatterns.com.
Yes, you can go to freepatterns.com and you can actually get it into... Your printer, and go ahead and do it that way too. Annie's Attic, I think it is. I think that's the name of it. Goes ahead and they go ahead and do the freepatterns.com. They're the ones that go ahead and do it, and you can actually enjoy pretty much of any one of the patterns. I mean, you have it from. Christmas, Halloween, Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Patriots Day, 4th of July.
Disney characters.
Yes.
Lighthouses.
There's also children's. You can actually make little covers for their little spoons, banks, you name it. They have it out there.
What she didn't tell you is that is just what is in the studio today. It's just a tiny, tiny little piece of the buckets of stuff that she's got
I
at the house.
Activity expert.
Estimated, I believe there is anywhere from 15 to 20 crates at the house that are full of boxes. Of stuff.
And she's probably giving away a crate and a half full of stuff.
I do quite a lot. I have happened to go ahead quite often and do, like for Christmas, I had gone ahead and there was a neighbor that just moved in and they had little ones. And I knew that they had basically came with almost nothing. So I went ahead and I did a Christmas card. Hi, how are you? Welcome to the neighborhood kind of thing. And I made Christmas decorations for the little ones. And the mother was quite grateful for the fact of the welcome to the neighborhood Christmas decorations and the Christmas card. So she was quite nice about
so is, I did that. Is the needlepoint and the yarn the only things you can do, or is there other? Because I know you got googly eyes and cotton balls and
okay
and pipe cleaners and
for the googly eyes I actually have something for you guys
and also little pom poms
googly
too.
Eyes.
No, something that has googly eyes and little pom poms.
There you go. It has pom pom on the back for bunny rabbit's tail, baby Google eyes, and this one actually. Hold on
a sec. Kind of. Yes, it has a music box in it.
Can you get music boxes?
You can put music boxes in it. That's what this is.
I mean, can you like?
Can you
Michael's or Amazon?
Yeah, you can buy them.
Annie's Attic or somewhere online and get music boxes.
Yes, you can.
They sell them for different crafts.
On the bottom, you leave it blank so you can hear the music on it. Never cover it. This is why you're able to hear it. And it has pom poms. The little baby pom-poms on there.
For the little chickies.
It made chickies and ducks.
For the benefit of WTBR FM, she has, it's a music box that has little
bunny
chickens.
Rabbit,
yeah, you have to
bunny,
describe it for WTBR, for the listeners that can't see us on PCTV.
If Peter would give me 2 minutes, instead of getting excited about it himself, it is a bunny rabbit.
A lop-eared bunny.
It's just basically a beautiful lop-eared bunny like our little girl was. And we happen to have two baby chickies on each side and a little ducky. And they're made out of yellow and white pom-poms. They're little baby pom-poms. And the pom-poms on the back is for the little bunny's tushy. Then we have beautiful flowers of pink and blue with yellow or yellow. Whatever color.
Kind of like different color daisies.
Whatever
kind
different
of.
Color flowers you wish to have onto it. And it's really up to you with the flowers.
What a mint green base.
It has a beautiful mint green bottom that the bunny is sitting on. And, yeah, you could put any kind of music box that you want. You can get one that says Easter's Parade. Wish I had it. Didn't have it. So we went with the next best thing that I had. There was also a beautiful covered bridge for Christmas. And
no, it was Santa's workshop.
Yes.
It's Santa's workshop.
The covered bridge was supposed to have been the other one.
It's literally like a almost foot-long Santa's workshop, kind of. It has a brick top on it, little reefs and doors, little tiny doors.
Yep.
And it literally is a little tiny Santa's workshop.
So.
And it plays, Santa Claus is coming to town?
Yes, Santa Claus is coming to town.
What is the tiniest, I don't know if you brought it with you, but what is the tiniest thing you've ever done with this?
The most tiniest things that you can ever do are these here. I don't know if any. They are the little tiny flowers that are on here. The manipulation of tiny flowers. And they can be the most hardest things. Or the heart, little tiny hearts, which is the
lettering.
And I don't know if
lettering.
I don't know if you can see it good on TV, but that thing is three-dimensional.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It's a three-dimensional bunny rabbit.
There you go.
Three-dimensional. Look at that.
Yes, yeah, a three-dimensional.
And you made that all by hand.
Yes.
Yes. And the one sitting next to me, she can tell you because some of her DNA is on it. I made two of these. Too. One was for me, and the other one was for one of my adopted children, as I call her.
Yeah.
She's a daughter from another mother, as I say.
Yeah.
It was her birthday, and I made her one, and it was the biggest birthday happy thing so for her ever.
Do you remember when you started this? What was the first thing you ever made? So I know we had...
My robot Santa.
Yeah, we had these discussions
the before. Ugly thing.
When she started this thing, I don't know if she's got actually a people with her, but when she started this thing, it started as robots.
Yeah, the ugly robot person, oh my God, it was so ugly. My youngest daughter turned around and says, Mom, that thing is the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And...
Well,
I burst out laughing. I said, yeah, I admit it. It is ugly. And she says, well, things will get better as you go along. She wasn't kidding. After a while, I manipulated her to go ahead and help me do with the sewing and my youngest baby to go ahead and help me cut. And the scissors that I had were not strong enough. She wanted to kill me. Her hands had the ring bar around it from going ahead and helping me cut the plastic. That, I will show you what it was. This.
It was a pum. No, it was a candy dish.
She helped me do this one.
Oh, yeah, it was the kitty pumpkin. She and did also the candy dish pumpkin, too.
That one and this one here. She wanted to kill me because I will pop it open. And explain the reason why she hated me so much that day.
Oh, while you're doing that, so we need to get a little technical with us here. Because you mentioned something off air and at home about sometimes what's in the plans that you have aren't quite what really happens when you make these things.
Yes.
Or you're measuring and sometimes your measurements are off because their measurements were off.
This one here. This one was not done to its specification. It may have said one thing. It was off. It was literally off by four parts on each side.
All right, so let me ask you a question.
It was
when you do these
fun.
Things and you get and you get these patterns and you get these measurements, do you have to stick to what's there or can you use your own imagination?
You can go ahead and manipulate it a little bit to make the pattern work.
I was asking, say you do a pumpkin, okay? And you wanted to do like one eye differently. Do you have to follow what's on the pattern?
Absolutely not.
Or can you go into your own brain and say
you can go ahead and you can do your own little patterns. As a matter of fact,
your
this
own
one
little
here
design on
has
it.
A little note on part of it. And this is compliments of my little girl. It turned on says
my baby sister.
The people who made this book are morons. Yes,
because the measurements couldn't count. The measurements were off.
I will explain it to you.
The measurements were off badly on the pattern.
I noticed this last night when I went to go cut something. Okay. Someone please read what this part says right here. On the handle. What's the handle said?
It says 5 by 83 threads. Where it should be 83 by 5. 83 being the length, 5 being how tall.
But as you can see the picture is how
but
many?
It's reversed. But it's not 5, it's 4.
Exactly.
So yeah, they're kind of yeah.
So is there like one kind of thickness of your canvas, or is there
different
thicknesses, or is it just square, or are there triangle pieces? And tell us all about that.
Okay, we happen to have several different ones. We have the octagon.
It's literally an octagon.
Ken Shamrock's inside of it, and there.
No, not that kind of. No, not that kind of octagon.
Not the MMA version.
No. This is actually
designed off of the ring.
It's an octagon, and inside the octagon are triangles. You can go ahead and basically separate them to do any pattern colors that you want in the inside, and sometimes they really come out really, really nice.
Yeah.
the guarantee that you can go ahead and you can cut them, also to attach them to any one of your patterns that it requires for. There's also their star-shaped ones. There is there's heart-shaped, there's star-shaped, there's different, all kinds of different beautiful ones. As a matter of fact.
How do you pick the thickness of your canvas, or can you?
You can pick it.
It depends. It also depends on what kind of project you're doing, too.
Here we are. This one would be the one you can actually purchase. It's a star shape.
Star shape one, yeah.
That would be for one. That was actually for the
4th of July.
4th of July. Yes, thank you. Yep. There was three. There was three of them: red, white, and blue for our little bear one.
Our little teddy bear one.
Our beautiful teddy bear one for
so
the 4th of July.
How do you decide on the thickness of your canvas when you're doing a project?
Sometimes it always goes ahead and pretty much you always go ahead and get the 10. This is the 10, the size of it, may I say.
For those of you on WTBR-FM, she's dropping everything all over the floor in the studio here.
She almost lost her scissors.
She almost lost her scissors on the studio floor.
This size is a 10. That's the size that you would use. It would be best one ever to go ahead and do. That was the fly swatter one. The other one is a 7-inch, which is the micro mini.
Yeah.
Which is done with
that's for like more finer detail tapestry.
It's more of an embroidery one, and you would use a more of a smaller needle, and it would be a thin one for that, because trust me, going into the micro one is a little bit more of a patience is a virtue.
So I'd say it's more used for like if you're trying to do like portrait, like a little portrait
kind of you
one.
You want to do portraits
where you want more details.
Exactly, like when I did the Santa Bears and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're kind of kind of like more like a little tapestry kind of kind of little ones.
Those are the ones.
You've been doing this for odd number of years.
ain't the word for it.
If any of our listeners are out there going, I'd like to try this, but I've never done this before, what do you suggest as a starting level project and
you
starting level?
You always go with what they call the beginners starting, and you would best go to
tissue boxes.
Yes,
actually, tissue boxes, yes, can go ahead and be the most simpler ones. The decals, the details on them can be sometimes very, very difficult. So I would suggest going into some of the more easier ones of checking. You can check on the patterns in the books, and it can turn around and say beginner's books. Just type it in, you know, plastic canvas, beginner books, craft.
They actually and give you a little step-by-step in
it'll
the
give you step-by-steps,
it.
And you, one thing, and I always say this, the object is you're going to be using a hot glue gun. By means.
Why don't you please
be careful.
Let's get to that. Yes. Among the other toys and stuff, like the Google eyes and cotton balls and pipe cleaners. You have, because you've burned yourself a hundred number of times on your hot glue gun.
You have to be very, very cautious. Whatever you do, always make sure that the hot glue gun is always standing completely straight up. Try not to leave it on any materials or anything.
Do not use anything metallic for the base.
Yes.
It will cause the darn thing to short out.
Yes, you can actually hit it and cord it to cause it to short out. You can burn yourself easily, which I have done multiple times. I have a couple of scars on my hand from being that goofy and forgetting.
And you can get bulk glue things.
I have one
glue stick. Yeah.
You can get bulk glue sticks online.
I forgot the size of it. I think it was 300, 400, something like that.
200.
200?
It's a 200 for
was it a 200?
Like, yeah, it was a 200 for like
for
a lot and for very cheap.
A denominal fee.
Yeah.
For very cheap.
But you can go online.
You can get online and find them.
To your favorite online shop and go look for
exactly.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, for those who want to go ahead and know what I've been doing on there, I have some, and yes, I will explain for those who are on the radio.
The here tissue boxes have come out.
The tissue boxes. I
her famous,
my,
I think she's done tissue boxes for just about everybody.
The tissue box has a beautiful rainbow, which is done with the oval.
This is the one she just finished.
This is done with the circular one. You go ahead and you go into it and you cut into the carrot into it. And yes, there's sometimes you'll get things that you can not imagine getting caught into it. So you got to be really cautious.
A little hot glue bead on the end of it.
And this happens to have all the beautiful colors of the rainbow on it. And you, the top part you cut out for your tissues to pop in. And I decided, since it's St. Patrick's Day, that I would put the shamrocks on each side of it. And I made little coins there with the centerpiece of the circular one. You go all the way down to the bottom and literally take it and go completely down to the center of it. And you cut it out and then you can go ahead and make the beautiful coins. The pattern is actually very, very soft.
And also,
I mean, Carol can pretty much, who's sitting next to me, can tell you that it's really, really, really soft.
It is nice and soft.
Yeah, it is. It has a beautiful pattern to it. And I spelt out Irish on each one just to go ahead and be a smarty pants here. Actually, put a little bit of color next to the white. I mean, who would not want to have some color along with white? You just don't have plain white.
And we should take a camera and just shoot around the house. There are literally every holiday imaginable she's made
I have one in my room. It's a big kind of like a placemat size one kind of, and it has a little bunny head on it, and it says a spoiled rotten rabbit lives here.
Now we've only got a couple minutes left,
because I have my bunny.
She's showing you all the little small stuff in her bag. Other than her other tissue boxes, there is this huge guy that folds up into like three parts.
Yeah, it's three.
You got to show that. This took her some time and a lot of words that we can't say on the radio.
This one, I actually, isn't he awesome? Look at that. And yes, he happens to have the gold part up there is not yellow. It's actually
It's a metallic yarn.
Exactly. You tell them, Jess.
It's a gold. A gold metallic yarn. It has the kind of like tinsel material wrapped around the yarn, so that way it gives the golden metallic look to it. You can get it in gold, silver, copper, all kinds of different.
We gotta run. But she'll bring back the big Irish guy next week. And we'll talk about this some more with Darlene next week, as part two of this goes. So
yes.
Goodbye, everybody. We will talk to you next week.
Take care, everybody.
Everyone, have a great day. Sorry. I think we got, there's that one. Ah. Okay. Got that one. Put the Easter basket. Yes, I will leave these pretty much.